Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Tim Clark joins me. We want to find out about his Golden Slipper, right? But he's got a couple in today at Hawkesbury as well. How are you, Tim?
Morning, Cozzy. Great, thanks.
That's good. Dressed in Green, this has been knocking on the door in the third. It's probably been a little unlucky not to have won a race. It's just been pipped.
Yeah, well, he actually got past the post first the other day. They took it off him in the stewards room, unfortunately. But, yeah, he's a colt that's continued to improve throughout his preparation. He steps up to a distance that looks like it's going to be suitable for him. He gets the blinkers on today as well. So that might just straighten him up a little bit so he goes straight and doesn't lose any more races in the stewards room.
Now, you're riding a Riege for Godolphin in the fourth. I tell you what, Tim, whenever you throw the blue colours on these days, they just fly, don't they? They're firing.
Yeah, 100%. Going excellent. James and his team there got him airborne. So looking forward to getting on her. She won a maiden first up at Wyong. Probably didn't have a lot of depth to the race, but she won really well. And, you know, with a few scratchings out of the race today, it looks like it's opened it right up, and she looks like she gets a good chance to get a city win on the board.
All right. Can you split those today?
Oh, I think they've both got great hopes. I haven't had a lot to do with Ariage. I've had a bit more to do with Dresden Green. But I think they're both look like they're going really well and look like they're going to be great chances today.
Now, Tim, Golden Slipper, you're on Anna Heed, and I'm just looking at its form. It's won two races. Both have been at Randwick there, but it can handle the sting out of the ground. It's won on a heavy nine, and it's won on a good four. It's got to give you a little bit of confidence.
Yeah, she's a filly that really appreciates a bit of giving the ground. So that sort of gives her chance on Saturday. So, you know, maybe on the dry they might have been a bit sharp for her, but the wet track's going to bring her right into contention. She worked well yesterday morning on soft ground, and she's going into the race in really good order. So, and she's drawn nicely to sort of race up on speed. That's her pattern, and she'll definitely give them something to chase.
Well, if there are no scratchings, you're going to come into barrier five, which is just ideal for you.
Yeah, no, nice draw. Little bit of speed drawn outside her, and so obviously it's always very tactical in a slipper, but I think my filly's best attributes her speed, and she likes to really cruise along at a nice high cruising speed, and you know she's going to be in the first couple on Saturday, I'd expect, unless they went really mad. But you know, as I said, she's had a couple of runs this time back in Sydney since she went to Melbourne. She was able to win well and then backed up and a week later and probably raced a touch below her best, but still only finished a couple of lengths off Tenley, who's one of the favourites. And as I said, getting onto the dry track, I think it really brings her into it. And I think she's got a nice chance.
All right. What do you see as your hardest to beat in the Golden Slipper?
I think Tenley I'm very worried about. I think she's a very good filly. And obviously Cosmic Force put the riding on the board the other day. But it's a very open slipper. But in saying that, like personally, I think there's a couple that are in the market that can't win. So I'd be more worried about a horse like Tenley or Cosmic Force, who looks like they're going to get the right runs just behind the speed, and they're going to be strong late.
It's a really strong slipper, isn't it?
It's very even. And you know, as you can tell, the market, like it's 6-1 the field. And, you know, I think there's even a few horses outside of the market, like my filly, that probably that deserves to be a little bit shorter. But, yeah, it's a very even field. You've got all the winners of the main lead-up races in the field, and I'm sure it's going to be a great spectacle on Saturday.
Yeah, well, good luck, Tim. Trouble-free run for you, and all the best today too.
Beauty. Thanks, Cozzy.